It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. Rumor has it she's in Switzerland, but I know she's been moving around some. Perhaps she will correct me, perhaps not. Hi, Mirella, how are you?
Hi, Jill. Very well, thank you. Yes, very soon moving again, but for now, having a topic on Germany. And that is a topic that I found especially interesting because it's just a topic that is very much talked about everywhere in the world by now, and it's sexual harassment on the workplace. And I thought that this story is interesting because it was revealed by the New York Times, even though it happened in Germany. So to come back to the very beginning, it's about the publishing house called Axel Springer. It's a very big publishing house in Germany. And as I said, after revelations of the New York Times, Julian Reichelt, who was the editor-in-chief of the most read tabloid in Europe called Bild, has been fired. This is a very interesting timing because it's happening at a time where this publishing house is trying to expand in the US. And this is how actually the public discovered that last March Julian Reichelt was suspected to have used his position of power as editor-in-chief to have a sexual relationship with women working in his network. He was then investigated and he was suspended during that investigation. But after 2 weeks, he went back to his position. At the time, the group Axel Springer came to the conclusion that the relationships were consensual, and therefore there was no abuse of power from their editor in chief. There was also, and there is the suspicion that any journalist at the time or outlet that was ready to investigate or write about his behavior was somehow convinced not to, except for one article in the very well-known news magazine called Der Spiegel. So I think it's important to note that the fact that Axel Springer wants to expand in the US, where the Me Too movement has many more implications today than it has in Europe. I'm not saying that the Me Too movement doesn't have a certain influence in Europe as well, but one can definitely notice that implications for sexual misbehavior is for now taken at a very different level in the US. And therefore, after the New York Times article made those new allegations clear to the public, they decided then all of a sudden to separate from Julian. Gave as a reason that he was obviously not really able to separate his private life from his professional one, and that he also had been untruthful to the executive board, which was a reason enough to fire him. I mean, it doesn't come as a huge surprise for the public to see that this kind of development, after those allegations were in the air and were talked about for many months before, that it comes very much like a strategy in a way to save the image of the group. Because of the expansion in on another continent, I think it's undeniable that this sexual harassment claims have an enormous impact on the reputation of any big company, and that this has to dealt with. But it is also very interesting to note that that journalist, Julian Reichelt, was already a controversial journalist way before the article of the New York Times. He was also a journalist that had very strong opinion, which is absolutely acceptable thing. But he didn't hesitate to really not attack, but to be extremely strong in his opinions on people, on politicians, for example. He criticized Angela Merkel and her government for the restrictions, for the COVID-19 restrictions, very heavily. He also attacked her when she was opening the borders for immigration. So he was, all in all, a very opinionated journalist, not necessarily very objective, but also very important for his group and for his newspaper. I think for the public, it is interesting to also know that the company says that they are taking, the publishing group says that it is taking action against third parties who leaked confidential private communications, transcripts, etc. They think that all of this was made with the intent of removing Julian Reichelt from office, as well as damaging Bild from Axel Springer. And while this might be all true, it is also undeniable that without outside pressure, very often sexual topics, sexual harassment topics are swept under the rug in many cases, and that sometimes it's actually unfortunately something that only change when the public is more aware of what's happening. And the fact that they actually separated from him shows that they probably had enough reason to believe the allegations. And the question would be why this time and not the previous time, when there was definitely less public exposure.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure.